Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was Mike Trout handling himself like a professional, like he always does after the All-Star game, despite what the commissioner is trying to save his own butt. And it's just, he's so petty. We'll get into that, but we got to get an answer here. For the Phillies tickets, Ike, do you know the answer to this?
I do know the answer.
You do?
Yes.
Well, let's see if the people do. Given this nickname... We'll go to Eric and Cherry Hill. Eric, what's the nickname?
Hey, I got the Hebrew Hammer.
It is the Hebrew Hammer. Good job,
awesome.
Eric. Hang on a second. You get tickets to tomorrow night's game. So 4:30, we'll give the next one. 4:30, 5:30, we have another pair of tickets each hour for you to win it with Gabe Trivia.
Gabe.
Really, really. Yeah, man. He also has been called the Bod. He has other nicknames like the Bod. They call him the Bod.
The Body? Is that what that is? Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you were gone. He was, him and Pat Gallen of CBS3 were doing squats next to each other in a gym. The day after the Miami series, so I guess Monday, right. Monday or Tuesday, they were doing squats at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Gabe had to get some squats in.
You know Squat Guy, right? Who was squat guy with the Eagles? Who would be the guy that did squats and let everybody know about it?
Ooh. Darwin? I want to say Darwin might have been our strongest player.
Yeah, that was always, he was always considered the strongest guy from my memory.
Hell yeah.
Would he scream and yell, though, doing it?
You know what? I don't remember anybody that actually... I'm sure it was somebody.
But not off the top of your head.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head. There's always the one guy...
Yeah.
That's in the weight room. Making
you know
a lot
when he's
of
in the weight room.
Yes. He's making a lot of noise. Man, it's always that guy.
Yeah, this guy right here. Yeah, that's it. There's Gabe right there.
Well, and you know what else? The funny thing with our weight rooms is that we normally have music on.
Sure.
Yeah, it was normally music blasting in the weight room.
Yeah, everybody.
Depending on who had seniority, that's who controlled the music.
Was it the rap music that was playing in your weight room?
Sometimes. But if Dalk happens to come in there to work out.
Oh, boy.
And you're not
smooth
listening.
Smooth jazz.
You're not listening to rap music unless it's happy rap.
Runyon?
Runyon hated music. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, Runyon's that guy that comes in. It's like, man, cut that off.
And Donovan's doing Thriller. Michael Jackson.
Yeah. We had our whatever music, because the Philly music scene was big.
Absolutely.
During that time, the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
So we played a lot of like local stuff that was in there. But
Beanie?
Oh, yeah. You had that going. And we had Tom Canavian, Tom Wolf. They were, they didn't necessarily, as long as they didn't get too vulgar, because you wanted to respect the other guys that were in there.
Right. And, like, you're worried about lifting weights, not.
Well, no, guys are in there putting on a show. Yeah, that's what guys are coming there and doing.
Right.
There, you know, but because you had some guys that were, you know, Christians or what have you, and didn't want to hear that music while they were in there working out, you had to respect those guys too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So you had to, but it was cool though. Yeah, we used to. It's funny because when we did it at the Vet, you're talking about a weight room as big as the studio.
Right. Yeah, designed in 1971.
Yeah. So it was so small in there. You know, we got over to NovaCare. It was then we got a real weight room.
Yeah, man, they took care of it. So we're getting some good traction here on the Trout stuff, and the Trout stuff kind of turns into the Major League Baseball stuff, which is, so the commissioner comes out and says it, and this is what he says, and it's just, he's feeling the pressure right now. He's getting a lot of questions. People aren't talking about baseball now. Like, what are they talking about? They're talking about what's wrong with baseball.
Yeah.
Why do the young children
how do
not
we
like it?
Baseball,
right. And you know what their ideas are? Well, let's do replay and put a clock on the pitcher rather than what they could be doing, which is miking guys up. How would you like a camera on the umpire, the home plate umpire? You put it right on his helmet, and then you're seeing the ball coming down. Just give some new ideas. Mic guys up. Give me some live audio during the game. No, I don't care about the guy that's like, you can't do that. That's a travesty of the game. But you know what? The game's not going to be around long enough until you decide to change things that matter. Make it fun to the younger viewer.
I'm going to tell you what they need to do. Now, this will be walking a tightrope, yep. Fine line, however you want to call it. You got to allow personalities to show.
Exactly.
So here's the other thing.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. My apologies to Ben Davis, Ricky Vitalico, L.A., you know, all the baseball guys we know, John Kruk, all the guys we mm-hmm. know.
You're firing them?
Bull. No. What I'm doing is I don't want to offend the old school guys that grew up playing the game the old school way. But this whole unwritten rule thing, hey, let guys flip the freaking bat.
I agree with you.
You know, let guys strut. You know, show a little personality. Give me more Odubel Herrera.
Yeah, but when did we talk about the Phillies?
Give me a little
when did we talk about the Phillies and Odubel the most? When he's flipping bats.
When he's flipping bats.
That's when we talk about him. You know why? Because that's personality.
Yes.
Let the game have some personality again.
Yeah, you got.
Damn it!
You got to give the sport a little pizzazz.
Absolutely.
And because you're not like football and basketball, because they can wow you with their play, but in a sport like baseball where just by the nature of the sport, you're going to fail more than you succeed, right?
Yes, of course.
You're going to fail more than you succeed. Well, yep. Guess what? For viewers, why do you think the NFL has made it easier to put points on the board? Because they don't want to see 10.
They want that.
They don't want to see 10-3 football games, 13-9 football games.
People think, like, NFL fans think they want to see defense. They don't want to see defense.
No, only when it matters.
Yeah, you want to see sacks and you want to see big hits, but you don't really want to see defense. You want to see scoring.
We don't
want to
see low scoring. Yes, yep. You're exactly right. That's why fantasy football is as big as it is.
Of course.
Why do you think they changed the rule in basketball? They don't want the Pistons of the late 80s and early 90s. They don't want the Knicks.
They don't want 89, 87.
They don't want the Pacers.
Nope.
They don't want those games. They want free-flowing, shoot three-pointers. Let these athletes, they don't want you to restrict these guys going to the hole. They want you to go dunking. They want the game to be exciting. That's what they want. That's what baseball has to find a way to do.
Yeah, well, so real quick.
Make the game more exciting.
Manfred says Mike has to make decisions on what he wants to do, doesn't want to do, how he wants to spend his free time or not spend his free time. I think we could help him brand his – I think we can help him make his brand very big, but he has to make a decision to engage. It takes time and effort. This has nothing to do with you wanting to help him make his brand very big. You want to do it for your benefit with baseball, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But see, here's the thing. You can't just come out and blame one individual player. Yeah, Mike Trout's the best player in baseball. That's fine. But coming out and saying, well, you know, he has to be willing to do it and everything else and blah, 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 blah. So what are you going to do? What's the plan? What do you want to do with Mike Trout? You know, about this? Think outside the freaking box and have some real ideas. Not just make a broad statement and say, well, Mike Trout doesn't want to do it.
Well, here's the thing.
Look petty.
But here's what it says to me.
What?
That they've tried to talk to Mike Trout behind closed doors.
Sure they have.
Well, then, yeah, what do you want him to do? If he's trying to talk to him.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
Well, he's asking. He's asking to help him increase the exposure of the sport that's going to make him and his family rich beyond years.
I'm all with that.
Yeah.
I'm all with that.
So it's not just the baseball is benefiting from it. Mike Trout's going to benefit from it, too.
But see, he doesn't want that. Here's the thing. You're right. And the commissioner's not necessarily wrong about what he's saying. But here's what I say. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, commish. You say that you need more from Mike Trout. What's the plan? What exactly are you going to do?
It's put him in commercials. Have him at award shows.
Yeah, but what does that do? So what? You put his face out there a little bit.
That's
what? Big deal.
Well, people know who he is. I can sit here and say
people don't know who he is.
That's the point that Manfred is making. If it means nothing for Mike Trout to be the best player in baseball if no one knows who Mike Trout is.
But that's a baseball problem, not a Mike Trout problem.
No, I get that. I know individually he's going to be a Hall of Famer. His numbers are going to still stand. But then we can't sit here and have discussions as to why it's only 20,000 people going to see a first-place Phillies team.
You think it has to do with their offense being boring?
Yes, well,
if their offense is more exciting, you're going to the game.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It does.
We know
it's
what it was
power.
Like when it was Rollins and Utley and all those guys.
No, Ike's right. Star power is hurting the Phillies right now.
Yeah.
Because they weren't good last year, so people are buying tickets based on what they did the previous year. Crowds will increase in August as this team continues first place. No doubt about that. But what we've seen so far this year is lack of star power, and people are are rooting for him and everything else, but they're not going down yet because they really don't know the guys. And frankly, you want to be entertained when you go down.
Yeah. Make it easier to hit home runs. Chick still dig the long ball.
Nick in Collegeville. Hi, Nick.
You guys put the ball on the tee for me. Let me just say something about Trout real quick before I get to Phillies attendance. Mm-hmm. Initially, I believe that it was an East Coast bias, Park Avenue bias, and that's why Mike Trout's not getting enough commercials and he's not as popular. But, like, you hit the nail on the head. If the commissioner's coming out making a verbal statement to the press, it's because they went to him and said, listen, we need your help. It's going to help you. It's going to help us. It's going to help your family and your triple generations of your family. And he said, nah, I'm okay. So you're right. It probably is a more Trout than a marketing thing. Because I still believe there's an East Coast bias. If he was playing for the Mets or Boston.
Or us,
we would know a lot more about Mike Trout. That's true. Little more popular.
I agree with that.
That's true.
Yep.
But I do believe that they probably came to him and said, listen, you could help out the league. But anyway, let me talk about the Phils. If the Phils were winning 3-2 in October in late-inning games, would we really enjoy that with the stadium being packed?
Yes.
Right. But when it's July and it's 89 degrees out in the shade and the heat index of 102, and they scored two runs in the first, and they pitched for seven innings, and you don't see hits, and they win 2-1 at the end of the ninth inning, is anybody happy about that?
No.
Is there anybody left at the end of the game? The answer is no if you watch that game.
Right.
You're right, guys. The great thing about the 06, 07, 08, all the way to the 11 Phillies is they went Jimmy,
yeah,
Victorino,
Chase,
the big hurt or the big piece. Then they went the furry caveman who's in Washington right now.
No, he's retired from baseball, yeah. Jason Wirth.
Right. He went worse in 06, 07, 08, and then they went Ibanez in like the 09. So they went seven home run hitters deep. Like, yeah. You couldn't leave your seat because until you got to the catcher who was a streaky home run hitter, there's balls flying out of that ballpark. You couldn't leave.
You know what you see now, hitters. Nick? You might see a walk out of Carlos Santana.
Two counts and a strikeout. But he took good swings at the ball, which is right. If it's October, we'd be really happy. July, 102 degrees.
You're right.
Nobody's going down there.
You're right.
Good point.
You're right, Nick. Appreciate you, man.
Speaking to that lineup, there were a couple years there where the Phillies had about six or seven guys to hit 20 home runs,
yep. Yep.
So he's right. When you're talking about you can go through your lineup and find five, six guys.
Even the eight-hole hitter, right. Chooch, was fun to watch when he was there. I love Chooch.
Yeah.
You're right. We're not familiar with the players, and frankly, they're not producing. They're good players. Some of them.
Hell, Chase was an exciting player to watch play.
This is an easy question.
The style of play.
Who's their most exciting player to watch right now on offense? I think it's an easy question.
Odubel. Yeah.
Odubel. And everybody hates him.
I mean,
the only thing you hear about him is hate.
I like watching Reese play, too.
I do, too.
But he doesn't have a flair in his game. His game is not flair.
Odubel's fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
Reese is a great baseball player, right? But Odubel's fun.
It was nice watching Reese hit those home runs the other night, boy.
He was plugged in.
Flying out of the park.
He was plugged in. No, that was a good showing for him. Yeah. I think a lot of people that didn't know who he was watched that and said, damn, this kid's good.
Yeah.
It was good for the Phillies the other night.
Yep.
Definitely good for the Phillies. All right, coming up next, your chance to win $1,000 as we do it every day at 3 and 4 o'clock. 888-729-9494. You hear what we're talking about. I hate that it always seems like they were having the discussion of, oh, baseball screwed. That's not what we're doing. But I don't know if the commissioner knows what to do here. He's just blaming players. Oh, Mike Trout. We need more from Mike Trout.
No, because they see the future. They see where the game has gone and where it's headed. That's what the commissioner gets paid to do, to look into the future. He's reading numbers.
He's worried.
Like, he's worried.
He's worried.
Yeah.
He's worried. Intern Andy went out. And said,
I can't wait to hear
and
this.
And said, yes, 25 people, if they knew who Mike Trout was or Kenneth Faried, will share some sound and the stats with that. Also, still ahead, Sounds of the Day is coming up next with some amazing, amazing sound. Don't go anywhere. From the ESPYs, Danica Patrick was fantastic last night.
Awesome, Danica.
She was awesome. We're back after this Mark's and Reese show.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!